After the space of about an hour, another confidently affirms, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean." Matthew's rendition is, your speech betrayeth thee. "And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crows, you will deny me thrice." And then he says, and what Matthew does, "Peter went out and wept bitterly." The beautiful thing here is, in John chapter 1, verse 42, when, you know, some of the guys are disciples of John the Baptist, James, John, Andrew, and John the Baptist had pointed his finger, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And he had directed his young disciples towards Jesus. So it says those guys started to follow Jesus, and he turns around at them, and he looks at them and said, "What do you want?" And they went, "Where do you live?" "That's what you want? Where do you live?" And Jesus took them, and they sat together alone with him for several hours. What questions did they ask? What did John mean when he said, "You're the Lamb of God that takes away the sin"? What happened? And when they came out of that meeting, Andrew goes and gets his brother Simon and says, "We have found the Messiah." So you can imagine what that conversation was like. And then Peter comes, and Jesus looks at him and says, you're Simon, I'm changing your name to Peter, to Rocky. But it says Jesus looked at him, that's our word, here in Caiaphas's house, and it means he looked down into him. And Jesus does that with us. He sees in us those things that we would try to say are not there. And there ain't no use doing that, because he sees. You might as well say, "Lord, I'm angry at you. Why would you do this to me?" Or, "Lord, I'm wrestling with this." Or, "Lord, I'd like to punch this person." Or, "Lord," you might as well be honest and bring that into the open, because he sees it anyway. He sees it anyway. But the other thing he sees when he looks into us is he sees the potential in our own lives that we can't see about ourselves and that others can't see about us. And he looked at Peter in John chapter 1, and he looked down into him. And he said, "There's a rock there. It's going to take years to develop, but there is a rock there. You're going to say to me, 'Not so, Lord,' three times in the book of Acts after you deny me three times. And Paul's going to have to rebuke you before the church of Antioch for your bad, for your heresy. But I know there's a rock there, and Peter, I can see it, and I can see what's in you."